to our guest here this afternoon. It is Mr. Gordon Dyer. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, Sue. Thank you very much for inviting me again.
Well, you're very welcome, because normally we're having a cup of tea and a natter at your house and talking about the events that go on with the Acorn Cancer Research Group. Right. And have you got anything coming up with them in the near
future?
Oh,
yes, we have. We've got our Christmas lunch on the 6th of December at Sleep Hall Hotel.
Lovely.
I last heard there were 90 people going to that.
So that's fantastic.
That's really good. But we'll probably drop down to about 80 in the end.
Yeah, but it's a group that's spread across, hasn't it, from Huntingdon and the whole area, actually. You look after and offer support to people who are either looking after somebody or somebody with cancer, don't you?
That's right, in Huntingdon, St Ives and Ramsey, main focus, yeah.
Yeah, well done to you. Mm. But we are talking about something totally different today, because you were telling me that you were writing a book and I wasn't quite sure what it was about. But how did you first get involved with a book project like this, because it's called Evolution Unfit for Purpose, A Pathway Towards a Better Future? Are you going to change the world with this?
Right. Well, just a little flame somewhere, perhaps. Okay. Well, the trigger for this was listening to a presentation by a man, a very great man, who was then president of the International Federation of Systems Research. Mm-hmm. And he, like we are still doing today, was very concerned about the state of the world, you know, a world in which really the things we've allowed to evolve, the social systems we've allowed to evolve, now mean that the world is out of control. We have all sorts of dreadful things going on, overproduction in one part of the world, starvation in another, war is still prevalent, all kinds of horrible things. And central to this is perhaps how technology itself is developed. Mm. Technology has many good uses, many good purposes.